Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello there, and welcome to this Thursday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. If you've been with us for the last 3 days, you know that something new is happening here. We're doing a 30-minute show of Derek Prince teaching, and it is an exciting time. Even though Derek Prince passed away in 2003, the power of his teaching, that body of teaching that impacted a whole generation decades ago and has continued to, is now being brought fresh to a new generation, and we're very excited about it. And I'm very excited about this series on curses. I have to tell you that I've been freed of some curses in my own life. I've seen other people set free, and I've been thrilled that Derek has been defining curses, talking about generational curses, and today he's going to cut to the chase and talk about what causes blessings or curses. I love it when people teaching get to the core of the stuff. They get to the meat, and I think Derek's going to do that for us today. What also excites me, though, we have a powerful story about how a man was set free. You're going to be astonished at the heights from which this man fell and the way that God restored him. It's a powerful, powerful story, and we'll be telling that here. So let's listen now as Derek talks to us about what causes blessings or curses.
In my talk yesterday, I shared some guidelines that can help you to recognize if there is a curse at work in your life. This is so important, I'm going to recapitulate it briefly. First of all, a general picture. A curse is something like a dark shadow or an evil hand from the past, oppressing, pressing you down, holding you back, tripping you up, propelling you in a direction you really do not wish to take. Or you could compare it to a negative atmosphere that surrounds you, stronger at some times than others. I suggested that the key word is frustration. You reach a certain level of achievement or progress. You seem to have all the needed qualifications, yet something goes wrong. You start again, reach the same level, then something goes wrong again. This seems to be the pattern of your life, and yet there is no obvious reason for it. This pattern may occur in various areas: business, personal relationships, a career, finance, or health. If that is your kind of experience, if that is a description of the way you live, in all probability that dark shadow or evil hand is a curse over your life, perhaps going back many generations. In my talk yesterday, I also gave a list of some common indications that there's a curse at work in a person's life, based on my personal observation. I'll briefly recapitulate those also. 1. Mental or emotional breakdown. 2. Repeated or chronic sicknesses, especially where they're hereditary or without clear medical diagnosis. 3. Repeated miscarriages or related female problems. 4. Breakdown of marriage and family alienation, family breakup. 5. Continuing financial insufficiency, especially where the income appears sufficient. 6. Accident prone. And 7. A history in a family of suicides or unnatural deaths. Today I'm going to share with you the kinds of things that cause either blessings or curses in a person's life. It's very important to understand that there's always a cause for both blessings and curses. In connection with curses, this is what Solomon says in Proverbs 26, verse 2. Like a flitting sparrow, like a flying swallow, so a curse without cause shall not alight. In other words, wherever a curse alights, there's a cause behind it. And in dealing with the curse, it's often important to discover the cause. In this connection, we may distinguish between primary and secondary causes. In each case, the primary cause both of blessings and curses is very simple. Let's look first of all at blessings. We'll go to that chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 28, which is the key chapter on blessings and curses. In the first two verses, Moses states the cause for God's blessing. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. There are the basic causes of blessings. Very simple. Listening to God's voice and doing what he says. Let me repeat that. The basic cause of all blessing is listening to God's voice and doing what he says. This is clearly exemplified in the case of Abraham when he offered up his son, Isaac. God said to him, in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, as the sand which is on the seashore. Your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. You notice? What's the cause? Because Abraham heard and obeyed the voice of God. Then let's turn to curses. We go back to Deuteronomy chapter 28, and in verse 15, at the beginning of the whole list of curses, which goes on for 54 verses, this is the basic cause for curses. Moses says, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. What is the cause of curses? Not listening to God's voice and not doing what he says. So the root cause of all blessings is hearing and obeying God's voice, and of all curses is not hearing and not obeying God's voice. And notice that both curses and blessings overtake us. We don't really have to pursue them. We just have to fulfill the conditions, either positive or negative. If we fulfill the positive conditions, the blessings overtake us. But if we fulfill the negative conditions, then the curses overtake us. And no matter how hard we try, we can't go so fast that they won't overtake us. So those are then the root causes: hearing and obeying God's voice, or not hearing and not obeying God's voice.
We've been listening to Derek Prince talk about what causes blessings or curses. And I have to tell you, the word gospel means good news. And this is what it was supposed to be like when you heard the gospel or the teachings of Jesus or the teachings of the New Testament. It was supposed to be good news, not just water for your soul. Yes, certainly refreshing. But it was supposed to be good news about changes that could happen in your life. And I love it that Derek is teaching us about how the frustrations and pains and failures that we've all endured frequently have a root source or cause, and that can be removed by the power of God. Gosh, that's good news. I would hate to think that we live in this fallen world, tyrannically dominated by pain and frustration, and there's nothing we can do about it. So Derek is teaching us today about how we can be set free. Gosh, if that isn't good news, I don't know what is. So stick with us as we listen to more of Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Could some of the problems you face be the result of a curse? The clear 21st century answer is absolutely yes. In his classic book, Blessing or Curse? You Can Choose, Derek Prince uncovers the reality of curses in today's contemporary life. Chronic illness, accidents, continual financial pressure, strained relationships, and struggles that just won't go away are all possible indications of a curse at work. Step by step, Derek explains how curses start, how they operate, and how to stop them. In this book, you'll read riveting, real-life examples exposing the nature of curses in today's world, and you'll learn how to identify a curse and stop it cold. Call toll-free 800-448-3261 to order Blessing or Curse, You Can Choose, for only $14.95. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Begin a life of liberty. Choose blessings. 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Listen, have you been messed up in idolatry or false gods or the occult? Have you been involved in unnatural or illicit sex, adultery, fornication, homosexuality? Are you just the victim constantly of sickness, disease, injustice? You know what? These things can be broken. These things can be healed. And Derek Prince is teaching us how. Be sure and pay attention to what's coming here at the latter end of our show. An amazing story about how a man experienced just the kind of freedom that Derek is describing. So let's listen now as Derek teaches us about what causes blessings and curses.
The root causes. Hearing and obeying God's voice, or not hearing and not obeying God's voice. Now, from these roots, there spring many different kinds of behavior, which I call secondary causes. A list of 12 secondary causes of curses that proceed from God is given in Deuteronomy chapter 27. That's the chapter before the complete list. In Deuteronomy 27, verses 15 through 26, God lists 12 things concerning which he warns Israel. If you do these things, you'll come under a curse. Again, I'm not going to read the complete list. I'm going to give you my summation. But once more, I advise you, don't just accept what I'm telling you. Go to the chapter for yourself and study it. The reference is Deuteronomy 27, verses 15 through 26. This is my summation. Four main causes of curses. First and foremost, idolatry, false gods, and the occult. And we need to remember that the occult is the same as worshipping false gods. It's going to false gods or the servants of false gods for help that we should seek only from the true God. Second main cause of curses is dishonoring parents. And I have dealt with countless young people who had a curse over their lives because of a wrong attitude or relationship to their parents. We need to remember that in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul says, the first commandment with blessing is honor thy father and mother, that it may be well with thee. That it may be well with thee. And Paul points out, that's the first commandment that carries with it a promise of blessing. And I want to tell anybody listening to me, if you fail to honor your parents, you incur a curse upon yourself. If that's your condition, you need to repent. You need to change. You need to adjust your attitude and, if possible, your relationship with your parents. I have lived a long while and dealt with thousands of people. I've never known a person with a wrong attitude to parents come under the full blessing of God. The third main area is illicit or unnatural sex. That is adultery, fornication, homosexuality, bestiality, and so on. All those things bring curses. It's not a matter of whether we wish them to bring curses or whether we think they ought to bring curses. The fact of the matter is, God has so ordered human life that they do bring curses. The fourth main area is injustice to the weak or the helpless. And I would say here, perhaps the most outstanding example of such injustice to the totally weak and helpless is the deliberate procuring of abortions, the deliberate killing of unborn children. There cannot be any greater example of injustice to the weak and the helpless than that. And I want to say to anybody listening to my voice, if you have been guilty of that, there is a curse over your life. I'm not saying that you cannot escape from the curse, but I'm saying you need to recognize the curse, turn to God for mercy, and meet his conditions for redemption from the curse, which I will be describing in the course of these talks. I want to emphasize particularly, as I close, the consequences of idolatry or the occult, stated in Exodus 20, verses 3 through 6, by God himself. You shall have no other gods before me or beside me. You shall not make for yourself any carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, that's worship them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. Notice, God states specifically that the penalty for idolatry, false gods, the occult, will be visited not merely on the persons guilty, but on the next three generations, their sons and daughters, their grandsons and granddaughters, their great-grandsons and their great-granddaughters. Now, you may be in the category of one of those subsequent generations, and there may be a curse over your life because of idolatry or occult practices in previous generations. This is typical of a curse. It goes on from generation to generation until it's dealt with in a scriptural way.
What powerful teaching we're hearing from Derek Prince. You know, it makes me think of the artillery in the military. If it just fires blindly at an enemy, it doesn't do that much good. But when you have the kind of radar, the kind of honing in on the specific strongholds of the enemy, you can defeat him. That's what Derek's giving us. And I hope the strongholds in your life are ready to fall. Stay with us. A powerful story coming up as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Few have had a deeper appreciation of what Christ accomplished through his death and resurrection than Derek Prince. Through his teaching, countless believers around the world have learned to walk in greater levels of freedom, power, and peace because of the depth of that revelation. Now there's a Derek Prince resource that will help you better understand the fullness of your redemption in Christ. It's Derek's booklet, The Divine Exchange. In The Divine Exchange, Derek brings us a complete and panoramic picture of what Jesus paid an awful price to obtain for us. Once you read it, you'll be better equipped to live more freely, more fully, and more powerfully than ever before. That's why we want you to have a copy, free and postage paid, as our gift to you. Simply call 1-800-448-3261 and request your copy of The Divine Exchange. The call and the booklet are both free. That's 1-800-448-3261. 1-800-448-3261.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm thrilled you're with us again. My name is Stephen Mansfield, and with me in the studio is someone we've met just this week. I hope you'll remember his name, David Holland. Dave is one of the producers of this show, and from time to time, he's going to bring testimonies and just stories of the amazing things that are happening through the teaching of Derek Prince. David, great to have you with us.
Oh, thanks, Stephen. It's always great to be here. Hey, listen, I have a dramatic story for us today, a story that reminds me of a couple of proverbs. One says, wealth gained hastily will dwindle. Another proverb says, prosperity ruins the foolish man. Well, Michael Knapp, at the age of 12, asked Jesus into his heart. But later on in life, after inheriting millions of dollars when his father passed away, moved into a lifestyle of complete self-destruction. An out-of-control lifestyle filled with alcohol and a $300-a-day cocaine habit nearly destroyed him. But at that critical moment of his life, the Jesus he'd met as a boy reached out to show him how to become a man.
I got heavily involved in drugs and alcohol, and I got to a point last year where I was going to kill myself. I was so bad on drugs, and I went to the beach, and I determined to kill myself. You know, I was so proud, and I thought I was so tough all my life that I never needed anybody. And I guess I had finally been so beaten and so emptied that I didn't have any other alternative but to finally ask for help. And I got on my knees and prayed to Jesus to come into my life, and he did at that moment. And it was like I got electrified. It was an amazing event. And just shortly after that, I went to one of the leading bookstores, and I was looking for a Bible. I had no idea what translation to get. And out of my corner of my eye, there was a blue book that was literally, it was glowing. And I walked over to this blue book, and I pulled it out from the shelf, and it said The Self-Study Bible Course by Derek Prince. I'd never heard of Derek Prince, and I opened it up, and I immediately knew this was something I needed. And it was like I was being pointed to this. And all of the reference in there was from the New King James Version. So I ended up buying a New King James Version Bible. And in the very back of that self-study Bible course is a coupon for a free CD called Do You Realize How Valuable You Are? And Derek Prince Ministry sent me a catalog of all the various tapes and books, and there's a little pamphlet. It's called The Divine Exchange. It's by Derek Prince. I understood salvation. You know, last year even, I could understand that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and that, you know, I will be able to enter heaven. But I had no idea of the full exchange that was taking place on the cross, from the curses to the blessings, you know, from your finances, everything. The health, by his stripes we are healed. I had no understanding until I read that little pamphlet from Derek Prince Ministries, The Divine Exchange. And boy, I'll tell you, it's changed my life. So I got heavily involved in a church. I joined a church, Gulf Coast Worship Center, pastored by David Arnold here in Newport Richey, Florida. He pointed me in a direction which was Trinity College of Florida, where Dr. Billy Graham actually graduated back in 1940. And I enrolled there. They actually run a ministry now. It's called Arched Recovery for people with drug and alcohol problems. And it's all focused on recovery. You have to learn, and by doing that, you're delving into the Word of God. And I've found no other teacher like Derek Prince that can do that.
Remarkable. I never cease to be amazed at the transforming power of God applied in a person's life.
You know, what I love about stories like this is of course, they're thrilling and exciting, but also it brings down what we're hearing from Derek and other speakers into the real world. You know, I don't know about you, but I've been listening to preachers in some form for decades, and it's easy to start to think that the teaching is the point. It just is said, it's put out there, you're at the end of it, and we forget that these truths actually have the power to transform lives, and this story is just almost unbelievable.
It really is. And the other thing that struck me as we were telling that story again, was that friends and partners of this ministry, ordinary people, made their resources available so that teaching, that information could be available to this gentleman at a critical life or death moment in his life. And the friends and partners of this ministry have a real part in every one of these testimonies, and they are countless, that occur day in and day out all over the world.
You know, that's what really moves me, is that during the time that Derek ministered, when he was alive, obviously, and now in these years after he's passed away, you know, people have given of their substance, in some case their meager substance. They didn't have a lot, but they felt like they wanted to support the ministry. They wanted to give. They wanted to tithe or use money above and beyond their tithe to the local church to make a difference. And this is what it produces. This is what it does in people's lives.
And that's exactly right. The other thing I want to mention is that the book that God used to really bring about the deliverance of this young man from his addiction is the book The Divine Exchange, one of the most incredible, amazing presentations of what Jesus accomplished for us on the cross I've ever read or seen. And that just happens to be the resource that we're making available to anyone who requests it. They can go on our website.
Well, that's exactly what I want to tell our listeners. I say every time, I really want you to log on to DerekPrince.org. You'll find all kinds of resources there, information about the ministry, information about this show, past shows that you can listen to, and yes, always a free resource, and this time it's The Divine Exchange, one of the great, great teachings of Derek Prince. I think that's about all that we have time for today. David, great to have you with us again.
Always a pleasure.
So for those of you who are listening, for David, for DPM, for all who have supported this ministry and attempted to get the Word of God out into this generation, thanks for joining us. Listen again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Blessing or Curse, you can choose for only $14.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. 3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. When you do, don't forget to ask for your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, The Divine Exchange. It's our gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And, of course, you can order securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.